You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Last week, Congressman Tom McClintock took to the U.S. House floor to discuss Resolution 1153. Here are the edited remarks of Congressman McClintock.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My chief of staff is a former naval captain who commanded the aircraft carrier USS Constellation in the 1990s. I once asked him what was the most important thing he'd learned during his distinguished naval career. And he said, "The first reports are always wrong." That's why I'd urge my friends on the other side of the aisle to take a step back and await the investigations that are now underway to determine exactly what happened at the Irwin County Detention Center, lest they appear in retrospect to have behaved, well, rather prematurely and foolishly. This resolution affirms allegations that women detained by ICE for the crime of illegally crossing the border underwent unwanted, unnecessary medical procedures, including full or partial hysterectomies and other procedures involving their reproductive organs, performed without their knowledge or consent. Well, if that is true, it is appalling, and those responsible should be held fully accountable. The acting ICE director, Tony Pham, said precisely that on September 18th. He said, quote, "The recent allegations by the independent contracted employee raise some very serious concerns that deserve to be investigated quickly and thoroughly. ICE welcomes the efforts of both the Office of Inspector General as well as the Department of Homeland Security's parallel review. As a former prosecutor, individuals found to have violated our policies and procedures should be held accountable. If there's any truth to these allegations, it is my commitment to make the corrections necessary to ensure that we continue to prioritize the health, welfare, and safety of ICE detainees," end quote. Of course, this resolution makes no acknowledgement of Mr. Pham's statement or of the investigations that are now underway. The reality is, at this point, we do not have all the facts. If the allegations are true, every bit of the indignation expressed in this resolution and by my Democratic colleagues would be justified, and a united, bipartisan Congress would demand and command redress and reform. But if the allegations are found not to be true, this House, that is already plumbing the depths of public ridicule and derision, will once again have diminished its credibility and its moral authority to speak out on this or any other issue.